ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. You know, we have a great partnership with our friends from AFC Ann Arbor. AFC Ann Arbor does a great job of supporting so many community initiatives, and they are the primary supporter for our community team, AFC Ann Arbor Mighty Oak. And the Mighty Oak, an outstanding season once again. I mean, you think about the job that they've done there in a very short period of time. Coach Eric Rutland is, he's outstanding. I mean, his ability as a scout to help bring in talent, the culture that he's cultivated on the team, and then his coaching acumen. I mean, the putting the squad in positions to win. You look at the regular season, folks, they've given up 4 goals all season. I said this earlier in the show, Miz. They had more games where they shut teams out than games where teams scored.
Yeah, and we mentioned there were one of the top defenses, not just in conference or division, but in the entire league itself.
And so, which is why, as I mentioned, the irony of the last game, AFC Ann Arbor lost in the regional final Saturday to Duluth FC, and Duluth FC scored 3 goals in that game. That's one fewer than AFC Ann Arbor surrendered all season. They AFC Ann Arbor wound up losing in penalty kicks and lost in the regional final for the second year in a row. Just right there. Close to breaking through, but not quite, but still a great season. Joining us to reflect upon that, look ahead to the weekend soccer matchup at the Big House, and also get his take on the breakout player, as well as a great friend of the show, Matt Altruda. Matt, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Sam? What's up, Miz? Thanks so much for having me on the air this morning. I'm so thankful that Ira's not here so we can just get down to business and talk about what's most important.
Well, before we get to why you're here to talk some soccer, football on the pitch versus football on the gridiron. Let's start on the gridiron first and get your take on this year's breakout player, not named Shea Patterson or Michael Dwumfer, because we hear those guys all the time. Who would your breakout player be?
I'm going to go with Gary.
Rashawn Gary?
I'm going to go with Rashawn Gary.
He can't be a breakout player, though, right? Because he's broken out already, don't you think?
I do not think he's broken out. I think he has learn the game as much as possible. I think he's put in 100% effort, but I didn't see him as one of the most dominating defensive linemen in college football, and I feel like he's going to come and bring that this year, and I feel like he'll step above the group that he's in right now.
I gotcha. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting take, because here's what I can say. Rashawn Gary in the Ohio State game was different than I had seen him.
Truth.
The rest of the season. I mean, he was amazing in the Ohio State. He was, you know, we saw flashes in other games for sure. But that Ohio State game, that was like best in college football type of performance.
Agreed. And there was a lot of games that you just wondered why he wasn't getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, it was like a race to the quarterback with that defense. Chase Winovich, you had.
True. He was probably playing his role a little bit more. This year, I guess there's probably more on his shoulders. Devin Bush can't sack the quarterback on
that
every
too.
Play.
Yeah, Devin Bush, Mo Hurst. So, you know, we'll see, but it's an interesting take. So maybe you're talking about him, you know, granted everyone knows him. He's been a starter. He's shown flashes of dominance, but you feel like this year is where he becomes consistently dominant.
Well, I mean, he was the number one recruit in the country. When you're the number one recruit in the country and you come and play at Michigan, you expect to play like the number one recruit in the country. And I feel like last year he showed a lot of promise to be the number one guy. I think this is the year that he's like, I am the number one guy. Takes a lot of pressure off everyone, especially the offense.
Okay. All right. Let me document that. Matt Altruda puts in a vote for...
So safe. That's such a safe pick right there. Told you so.
Right. All right. So let's get over to talking about the Mighty Oak. Take us through that game. Obviously, heartbreaker. Losing in heartbreaking fashion. You got them at home, and this is a squad all season long. I mean, if you wanted to know the calling card for AFC Ann Arbor. It was defense, right?
Defense, absolutely. I mean, we were the number one defensive team in the National Premier League. Like you said, 4 goals all season. Stanley, one of our defensive players, is going to sign with a professional team after this year, who we brought in from Africa. It's really just incredible the amount of talent that coach brings in. And I mean, it was just heartbreaking this weekend. It was, you know, we gave up 2 quick goals early in the game on bad plays, just a little bit lazy, a little bit lucky, and all of a sudden we were losing 2-0. And then we fought back the whole game and we scored in extra time to bring it to overtime, and then it went down to penalty kicks. And I mean, it's like ending an NBA game in foul shots. Mm-hmm. It's like so ridiculous. These players have been playing for so long, and then all of a sudden it's kick a ball and a, you know, a goal the size of a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think after the game, everyone was just heartbroken. It was like, I mean, it was the worst.
So they go up 2 goals. Is it like, do they go to the 4 corners? Is it like neutral zone trap? I mean, do they just kind of try to bleed the clock? I mean, what was there?
So they scored 2 goals right away. Then we literally scored, and they scored like 2 minutes later to make it 3-1. And then we slowly stormed back. But yeah, it was, I mean, it's probably my one thing I absolutely despise about soccer. Heat as a sport is when teams just sit on the ball and kick it out of bounds, pretend they're hurt, and kill time. It's so frustrating as a fan. They're screaming at the ball boy, to, like a 9-year-old, to throw it in quicker. They sat on the ball. It was pathetic, and they just waited for penalty kicks to have their chance. And there's nothing harder than trying to motivate someone from the stands to go faster when they're trying to win, and it was okay. I mean, that's the way the game's played. It makes sense. Very similar to hockey when you're trying to keep it away, but the soccer field's enormous, so mm-hmm. it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like I said, it's tough. Any way you lose is tough, but particularly when you lose – and it's like a total departure from how
slow bleed.
Yeah,
it's like Hoke running it up the middle every play.
So obviously, though, I mean, while it's a transient, rosters are a transient thing in the NPSL, but you got the guy that continues to put you on the talent in Eric Breland.
Yeah, he's incredible. I really hope. I'm glad he had another baby, because that'll keep him in Ann Arbor longer. If I was a coach at another school or somewhere else, I would do everything I could to get Eric. The team's like a family, and he's bringing in kids from, I think it was 13, 14 countries this year. And a lot of these kids are coming to America, playing on our team, getting seen by other coaches, and getting college scholarships and going to college to a university to play soccer and get an education. So we're taking kids out of Africa, from Brazil, that are coming to America, showcasing their talent, and ending up going to college for free. So like AFC Ann Arbor is completing the dream also for a lot of these kids that wouldn't have a chance otherwise.
Yeah, you know, we had Bilal, and he talks about that a lot, you know, using, you know, spreading the gospel of soccer, but also having soccer create an opportunity for kids that wouldn't otherwise
have them. Yeah, it's truly amazing, and you see it all across the board with all different players that are leaving AFC Ann Arbor that are part of the family forever.
All right, so again, tough one. You know, we know the names on the roster change from year to year, but the guys that push the buttons and the main guy that pushes the buttons and pulls the strings to make sure AFC Ann Arbor has outstanding talent is back around. It was the best move you guys made, was to sign him to a multi-year deal.
Oh, yeah, forever.
That was an outstanding move on your part. So, you know, tough one for AFC Ann Arbor. But if your soccer appetite hasn't yet been satisfied, big-time soccer matchup coming this Saturday to the Big House. Going to have Manchester United versus Liverpool FC. And so, you being a soccer guy, just wanted to get your take on that matchup this Saturday.
You know, I don't really know who the rosters are with the teams, because it is a friendly and the World Cup just ended. So I don't know if they've posted their official rosters. I do know that this is like the Yankees and Red Sox playing in London.
Mm-hmm.
It is people are coming here from all over the world. You can't get a hotel room within like hours of here. And if you do, then you're going to spend lots and lots of money. So I think for the experience, it's A plus. I mean, it's such an international community in Ann Arbor and all over this area. So I feel like people are just, you know, have the opportunity to bring their family and friends and let them experience what they experienced growing up. It's very similar, you know, to seeing a baseball game in Canada.
Well, it says, and I don't know who this is. You probably will, but it says Liverpool FC's Mohamed Salah is going to be playing. I guess he was the scoring leader in the English Premier League.
Yep. So that's a big deal. So that's really exciting. I mean, you need the star players to help draw, and it's probably that will put it over the edge because you heard there's like 10,000 tickets left and some premier ones. So hopefully they'll do it. We need this game to sell out just because it's the big house, and I think we want soccer teams to football matches to Paul McCartney to Jay-Z. We want cool things happening at the big
Jay-Z?
House.
Jay-Z? What?
I mean, Jay-Z, no, but I mean,
it'd be outstanding. I would take it, too.
I mean, Paul McCartney was rumored to almost play there after graduation 10 years ago. It was almost done because he had the chairs out and it was ready to go. And rumors had it that Paul McCartney might play the big house, and it never happened. Mm. And it was just, you know, that broke my heart.
Is there anything happening leading up to Saturday, by the way?
Oh, that's a great segue, Miz. How do you? I'm so thankful that Ira's not here. Yes, Miz. Friday night, I'm doing a street festival on Main Street. It's the ICC Street Festival. We're doing music starting at 5 p.m. The stage is between Washington and Huron, so Main Street will be closed. We're expecting 20,000 people.
Wow.
Headlining the show is Ann Arbor's very own Mayor Hawthorne.
Ooh.
So it's going to be, he's from here, and, you know, he's a Grammy nominee and had incredible success in the industry, songs with Kendrick Lamar, you name it. He's coming to Ann Arbor with his band and playing on Main Street for free.
Outstanding. So what time?
It starts at 5 p.m. He's playing at like 9 o'clock, but full lineup, five bands, DJ, enormous stage like Bonnaroo, giant sound. A lot of the restaurants are doing beer, and so you can come downtown before Friday night before the game and just celebrate the fact that we cash in on all these people coming to our town.
I love the honesty.
I love the honesty. That's what I was going to say. But that's Matt Altruda for you.
The truth.
You know, honesty, man. Brutal honesty. But it's going to be a ton of fun. 5 o'clock until?
About 11.
About 11. All right. So a great opportunity to get out, hang downtown, drink some beer, enjoy some great music, and get ready for the soccer match coming up on Saturday. Again, still, according to our guys here, about 10,000 tickets left.
Yep, you can still go to mgoblue.com, click on the tickets tab, and there are tickets available starting as low as $55.
All right. Well, Mr. Altruda, as always, a real, real pleasure, and just another great season for AFC Ann Arbor. Just, you know, feels like that. We're due a lucky break.
We are
right?
due. Every team in Ann Arbor is due for a lucky break, so we'll take it. I mean, the bottom line is people came out, had a great time. It's growing, and a lot of that is because of your support and bringing Coach in here and the community involvement. So thank you for everything you've done for the team.
Yeah, my guys, you know, it feels like the listening audience, us here, feels like it's a big part of the family. And so,
thank you.
You know, as you guys do well, we feel like we're a part of it.
So we got to get something for your shelf. Bilal.
You know how many times I've said that to Bilal when he comes in, but hey, maybe now the season is over.
Yeah, I'll get you something.
Art fair is over because he had that to worry about as well. Those things are over. Maybe he can focus on getting.
I'm just gonna get something and bring it in here,
my man.
That's how we're gonna roll.
Matt Altruda, thanks a lot for dropping
by,
Matt.
Appreciate it.
It is 7:43 on a Monday morning. We have the recruiting roundup on the other side. If you have recruiting questions, now's the time to get them fired up at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Can tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@wtk.com. Recruiting roundup on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket.